Hey, baby. What's good, y'all? Look, don't even trip. Happy New Year's, motherfuckers. We made it. We made it to another year. I'm going to start this podcast off by saying RIP to Mammy Williams. We lost somebody special in 2019 on our birthday. You're young 70. So grandma to everybody. Shout out to Barney, my security. He lost his nana. And the rest of his family, RIP. It's like my second family right there. So it's affecting me too, cause especially when we're supposed to go to the casino, but I didn't even get the chance to get around to it. So it's like a memory right there. Or one of the memories, many memories I have with her too. So sorry about saying RIP to her. But welcome to the podcast, Dark Skin and Handsome, hashtag Throne Talk, the podcast about any and everything. Have to start it off like that and pay my respect. But then, like I said, welcome to the new year. We here, baby. We all made it. To the ones that did, congrats. Do something with it. Don't bullshit around in 2020. It's a vision. You see it, you go for it. That's what we gonna do this year. But welcome. I know I ain't been here for a little minute, but I'm back with it, baby. What's good? I miss y'all. For the motherfuckers that's still here around, I know y'all miss me. I know y'all was like, damn, this motherfucker don't never be on his job and shit. He said he got a podcast. Bitch, where? But shit, it's here. It's here. Man, I'm sick as hell right now, too. I ain't like sick, but I'm sick because I had some weed in my hoodie pocket. I can't even wear this bitch to the airport. This is going to be all bad. They ain't going to stop me for sure, but man, I got lint on. I'm on weed and shit, but give me a second to get my shit together right quick, y'all. Dang, 2020, what can I... Shit, 2019 was a good year for me, so I can only imagine what 2020 about to be like and shit. Even though, even years really not my good years and shit. But we gonna change that. It's all in my 20s. It's 30s now, so every year, even and odd years are going to be my year. I'm gonna make that happen. But 2019 was a good year for me, boy. I'm trying to tell y'all. It started off in January good, because I got my LLC in January. I still was in my 20s. February, shit, turned to dirty. I turned that dirty 30, baby. Yeah, I did that shit. Then, shit, April finally moved out that same place I've been at. After being stuck, like, I felt like I was being stuck. Had to move on from that. Summertime, you know, I bullshitted around and shit, did the most. Did I do the most? No, I chilled this summer and shit, but no, I was fooling. I was wild. I ain't gonna lie. No, because July, I moved down here to Georgia and I ain't did shit. So yeah, summertime, I ain't did shit. So then in August, you know, your boy climbed a mountain. Like, I climbed a mountain in 2019. It ain't like climb like how you see on TV and shit, but I was on top of a motherfucking mountain. That's all I need. That's all you need to know. Like, yeah, I did that shit. September, I was in my first wedding. My homeboy, my bro, Devontae. Shout out to him and his lady, the Evans, Danielle and Devontae Evans. It's my bro and shit. Look, tell me why one day I'm sitting here thinking like, damn, I need to get them a wedding gift and shit. What should I give them? But then they always say, like, married people, like, how when they get married, they sex life die down and shit like that, man. They got kids, too, already. They still are young, too, but they good. But then I'm thinking, like, damn, maybe I should get them a stripper pole. That way, it's the win-win for both people and shit, especially my boy and shit, because he can see his girl do whatever and shit. But then it's just like, damn, second thoughts and shit. Like, damn, I don't want to do that or give them that and shit. Cause I'm like, damn, they got daughters and shit. So I don't know. I don't want that to be like a bad look then it's coming from me and shit, even though I make bad decisions like that and shit, then it's just like, it wasn't intentional, I just does some more shit, but gonna change that up. But then I thought about that, so I don't know. Still gonna get it for sure, but it gotta be a portable one, that way they can take down, do it on their own time and shit, you know? That's their business. But like I said, I was in the wedding, then October, I was on a motherfucking cruise, I was in the ocean. I went to the Bahamas. I went somewhere new and different, experienced something very different, and then I fucking loved it. I loved it, like, I can't wait to this year, well, yeah, 2020 this year, going back again and shit, seeing something there. Then hopefully I can see something, see some more new stuff, too. But, shit, after that, I just chilled. Clearly, y'all do that and shit by me not posting and shit. I just chilled like a motherfucker. Just been chilling. Stacking up for the new goals and adventures I do will achieve this year. Hopefully real soon. Yeah, I have more to talk about that later, though. But like I said, 2019 was a good year and shit. It also let me know that I am very inconsistent. And I need to cut that shit the fuck out. So I don't be making resolutions no more and shit. But one thing I am going to do is work on my inconsistency. Because that shit terrible. Especially with me trying to run a business. I want to be going to run a business. Me want to shoot videos. Write. Do podcasts. Do this and that and shit. But it's just like me being inconsistent and me having a poor work ethic. It ain't gonna cut it, man. It's really not gonna cut it this year. So it's like, I can't keep doing that. And I'm gonna change that. So that's one thing 2019 taught me and shit. So I am very inconsistent. But I kind of knew that. But it's just like, it's getting worse. Then I got a lot of time, too, to get a lot of shit done. More than a lot of shit done. I'm trying to twist this weed up and shit. Oh, y'all boy got impeached in 2019. But it's just like the Senate ain't gonna pass no vote to really impeach that man and shit. So that impeachment was really for nothing. That nigga still gonna be the president. But shit, you know this is the last year on the anyways. Hopefully, y'all go out and vote. Even though most people's thinking it don't count. But I ain't gonna get into that because y'all know how I felt about it. Your opinion is your opinion. I got mine. And I feel like y'all better vote to go get this nigga the fuck up out the office, though. That's all I know. Yeah, president. I almost called him that, but nah. Y'all president, he be wildin'. I cannot get the end of this motherfucking blunt. See, this end too loose, too. Shit, January 1st on Twitter, they was supposed to stop putting porn on Twitter and stuff. And I'm like, Twitter gonna get kind of boring because most motherfuckers post, well, I don't know. I know my Twitter is kind of wild and shit. I need to clean it up actually and shit because it is full of porn and shit. Porn stars and a whole bunch of other shit. But porn star, they released one of their 7th annual report. And 42 billion videos or 42 billion visits to Pornhub in 2019. That's going up. It's go up each year since they've been doing it for the 7 years. That's 115 million visits per day. Like, y'all some animals. Animals. That's 39 billion searches was entered and stuff. Y'all sick. Y'all probably be looking at some weird sick shit. No, I ain't judging, dog, cause I ain't gonna get into what I be looking at and shit. But 6.83 million new video. 6.83 million videos were uploaded in 2019. No comment. Lana Rose, she was like the most searched porn star, 345 million views. Then Mia Khalifa, Riley Reid. But Amateur was like the top number one search. Number one search is Amateur. So I can say that's my favorite category. That is my favorite. Then number two is Aliens. I know aliens walk amongst us and shit, but for some reason, I never thought to look at no alien porn and shit. But for some reason, out of them 42 billion views, or out of them 39 billion searches and shit, Alien was number two. That's crazy. Like, who the fuck wanted, what? I'm curious now. Like, I haven't done it since actually found this out. But I'm going to have to actually look at, search that in one day and shit. And just see what they, wow. Like I said, 39 billion searches and Aliens is number two. POV is number two. No comment again. Or number three. POV is number three and shit. But, no, we're porn. It's always excitement. Then, it's like, after you get your issue off, it's just like, come on, I gotta get this filth off this shit because I'm better than this. It's just, it's terrible and shit, but man, that's wildin'. But yeah, I do need to clean my Twitter up because my Twitter wild as hell. Look, they made a new law and they kind of enforced that motherfucker quick as hell. Like, you gotta be over 21 to buy cigarettes now. Let's go. It should have been 21 and shit. It should low-key be 99 to buy some cigarettes. But hopefully they change the age up, go up too. But you know how sick it is to be like 18, 19, 20, asking somebody, can they go buy you a cigarette or a Black and Mild or a Rolo or some shit? Like, that's crazy. Like, you get pulled over, you got to be like, I had the cigarette. You got to be... Then it came quick and shit. I'm thinking like, okay, they changed the law to 21. You gotta buy cigarettes and shit like that now, tobacco products. But then I'm like, it's gonna take a year probably. Hell no, that bitch went in effect ASAP. Rocky, that wasn't planned at all and shit. Like, 21 and up to buy cigarettes. That's what the fuck y'all get for eating Tide pies and shit and cleaning shit, detergent shit. Dumb motherfuckers. Then everybody dying off of vapes too. Like, man, this generation lungs got soft as fuck. Like, what y'all out here doing for real? That's why they up the age on y'all motherfuckers and shit. But I'm glad I like that age. Like I say, the age should be low key 99, or should be banned cigarettes at all. But man, be 21. Didn't like contribute underage tobacco smoking and shit at all. Don't condone that. Don't have somebody come up to you asking, can you get them a cigarette that's 20? Tell them, hell no, wait that year. You almost there, little buddy. Hey, it's 2020. Like I said, 2019 is gone. That motherfucker so low key came and went. That motherfucker was gone. Like, I ain't want no parts. Stick around and shit. I know this really low key these last 4 years been flying, but really. 2019, it gone. But with the end of 2019 came the end of another decade and stuff. So then they got like a bunch of these decades and stuff, top earnings, players, ranking, music and stuff. But let me see. Obama, he posted a picture of his playlist for 2019. Let me tell you, if I was riding a car with Obama, oh boy, gotta pass me the aux cord because I can't listen to that bullshit ass playlist. Like, either turn that off, hand me the aux cord, or put the radio on, or we just ride in silence or just talk about something. But yo, he probably got like three songs on there that I like. It was Suge, Butter Baby. Dang, I don't even remember it and shit. But they all rap songs and shit. And maybe that Beyonce song, I ain't never heard it, but I probably would have listened to that. But then it was like, turn this off, man. Obama, your playlist was trash. I'm sorry to say and shit. But they got the Forbes highest paid athlete of the decade. And I don't know. I'm not surprised. But Floyd Mayweather came in at number one with $915 million that he made in this decade from boxing. That's like whooping a nigga ass. He made almost $1 billion. And that's crazy. Probably from like a whole bunch of other endorsements and stuff too. But it's like having an opportunity come from the same state I'm from. It's just like, that's kind of like, okay, Floyd, I see you, baby, represent for the dirty mitten and shit. But, and speaking of Floyd, too, he hit me up the other day and shit on Saturday. You know, because Javonte Davis, he had this big fight down here in Atlanta. So Floyd hit me, he part of the money team. So Floyd hit me up, like, come through, boy, I need you to come show support. So I wasn't even doing shit anyway. I was playing a game. I know Keith forgot about the fight, but I didn't forget him. And I ain't forget about the fight at all, because I was actually about to start watching it on TV after I got done playing Madden. But Floyd ended up hitting my phone up. I'm like, I'm about to hop in the shower. I'll be on my way down there. Got to the fight. Let me show you. Tell y'all. Atlanta showed the fuck out. Okay, Atlanta. That's what I said. Atlanta showed the fuck out. It was so many beautiful black people in that motherfucking arena. Like, they all look good and shit. Like, fresh to death in that bitch. Like, Atlanta showed out. They showed me how they really does shit down here in Atlanta and shit. Like, I like that. They came together. No arguing, bickering. I ain't see none of that bullshit down there. But, yeah, it was a good time down there. At the State Farm Arena where the Atlanta Hawks play. Oh, my God. They have some good-ass chicken in that bitch. Let me tell y'all. Like, this is probably, like, the best chicken I had down here since I've been down here 5 months. Besides JJ's chicken and fish. But they based out of Chicago. But that lemon pepper chicken, boy, I think I smashed me a 20-piece or a 16, one of the two. Man, that motherfucker was good as hell. So I kicked it with Floyd, watched the fight and shit, then I ended up skating and shit because ain't my security down here anyways or nobody down here. So I'm in and out like a robbery, baby. But he number one. Then Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi. They number two and three. Soccer players getting that bread. $800 million and $750 million. Then you got Bron, $680 million at number four. Roger Federer, number five, $640 million. Damn, from playing tennis. Tiger Woods, number six. Phil Nicholson, number seven. Golf, $615 million and $480 million. From golfing. I'm about to learn how to play golf this year. That's what the fuck I'm about to do. Then you got Manny Pacquiao, $435 million for beating people ass. He did get knocked out this decade, I think. But it is what it is. He wanted the best. Then KD, $425. Then number 10, Lewis Hamilton. I think that's the race car driver, ain't it? Or $400 million and shit. That's a lot of money in 10 years. I'm trying to get up there and shit, especially like Floyd. Man, almost made $1 billion. Then hip hop, Dr. Dre, he number one. With 950 million. I'm out of breath. I don't know why. But Taylor Swift, that's surprising. Number two, 825 million. Then Beyonce with 685. Taylor Swift out here getting that bread in. She's my probably, my, I think she's my age or younger. 1991. I remember one of her songs and shit. Her CD. She, you're younger. 2 years. Taylor Swift is getting that bread. She almost made $1 billion. Made more money than the Queen. Beyonce. She. Damn! That's crazy to me and shit. Like, I ain't think Taylor Swift was getting bread like that, but she getting cake. She getting cake. Man, that's wild. I did not realize that. Like, she do got a lot of followers, too. I do be seeing on Instagram. She up there, too. But it's just like, damn, she caked up in this bitch. I'll see you. 2020, the year of the vision. I keep trying to tell y'all, we gonna see it and we gonna go after it this year. That's the show. But 2020, I just hope, man, my plans is just to continue growing, set new goals, complete those, new adventure, new money, new friends, new money, long money, new adventures, like I say, and shit, but I'm going to let y'all know one thing. Life is like a sandwich. No matter which way you flip it, the bread comes first. Get that money this year. But I'm going to let y'all have y'all day, night, morning, whatever the case may be. Y'all stay up like a layup, smile, make a difference. Tell everybody, came dang back in 2020. Get at me.